Thank you for calling Elite 14 VIP. My name is Wendy. How can I help you today?
Hi, Wendy. My name is Linda Sumler, and I'm calling to see if you can help me track my order. I had a gift order, and I placed it back in January, last time I talked to somebody named Eva, on the 21st of January, and I placed, she helped me with the information on how to place the order, and I used the gift card, but I haven't heard anything, didn't give a tracking number, so I was wondering if maybe you can see what has happened to it.
Okay, yes, ma'am, I'd be glad to take a look for you. For security purposes, could you verify your address for me, please?
It's 2140 Avis Street, and that's Mesquite, Texas, 75149.
Great, thank you, ma'am. All right, so I do see our VIP membership. So let me look into a couple of things for you. Bear with me.
They sent me an email with three orders that I have gift cards. So I used that one, and I was about to use this one, but I thought I'd better check and see what's happening.
Right. Okay. Yes, ma'am. I'm looking that up to see if I can get some information for you. Did you get an order number when you placed that one on the website using your gift code?
I can't even find. All I have is I have an order number, but I'm not sure for which one it is.
Okay.
Would I have order numbers be with the gift card, or I get that after I place the order?
I'm so sorry. Your phone cut out on me there. Could you repeat that, please, ma'am?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just saying, do I get this order number automatically when I get the gift card, or does it come after I place the order?
Yes, ma'am. When you place the order on the website using your gift code, once you've completed that order, it pops up an order number on your screen. It's like a 4-digit number normally, and it should send you like an email confirmation. Have you done a search in your junk or spam folders for Elite 14 to see if they sent you anything?
I haven't seen anything, and all these that I do have, I got email and with all the gift card numbers, and they had order numbers, but I haven't ordered anything, so that's why I was wondering.
I'm sorry. I think I found your order. Bear with me. I'm looking into stuff here on my end.
Okay.
You did that on January 21st, used the gift code?
I'm not sure. I spoke with Eva on the 21st. It might have been, it was somewhere around then, I think so.
Okay. Yeah, it looks like it was done on that day. Let me pull this up here. Yeah, you got the Blackout Performex leggings and then the Bright Eyed King Trainex top, it said. Is that correct?
No.
It was leggings and a top that you ordered.
Okay. Right.
Good deal, good deal. All right, let's see. Let me pull up this tracking number and see if I can get some information for you here. Give me just a moment. I'm just pulling up that tracking number so I can look into it for you. I do see there were some updates done on February the 3rd. So your shipment, it has been prepared. It has been shipped, but it is coming from overseas. So it may take a couple of more weeks. Once it clears customs, then the United States Postal Service will pick it up, and then they will be the ones to deliver it to you. And at that time, you should receive an email with, like, an updated tracking number, because they'll change the tracking number when the Postal Service picks it up. But, yes, ma'am, I do see that they received your order. Your order number is 3630, just in case you need to reference it any in the future. Yes, ma'am. 3630. So you did it on January 21st. And we do have a tracking number, so it's been shipped. It's just going to take a little bit of time to get to you since it is coming from overseas.
Okay. Can you tell me the gift card number? Because I have two others, and unfortunately
sure.
for me, I didn't mark the one that I used.
That you used. Okay, I understand. Yes, ma'am. All right, let me get those pulled up here. All righty. So the most recent. Hold on, okay, that is. All right, so the most recent one was back in August. That was a gift code ending in 6B99. Do you know if you used that one? Well, you didn't mark which one you used. I can check that. Hold on just a second. I'm sorry. I misunderstood.
Okay.
But
what?
I'm sorry. Give me just a moment. I understand now. I am going through. I'm going to check each gift code just to see which ones have been used and what hasn't been used.
Okay.
That's why I'm sorry. I misunderstood what I was looking up there in the beginning, but I got us now.
Okay.
That's the one from the 8th. All Hazards Radio, the voice of the National Weather Service, Station KEZ 56, serving the Dallas Fort Worth listening area. All right, so that one has been used. The one, which one did I pull up? E7HH. The one ending in E7HH has been used. So you can mark that one out.
E7, wait a minute. I got a 27H.
Does it start with 56D9?
No.
Okay, that might be a different one then. Let me see here. I've got three of them that I pulled up, but we may. I do see the 127H. That's what I put in, E7HH, right? Okay, yeah, so that's the one I put in. That one has been used. So you must have marked that one off.
Which one? 27H?
No, ma'am, that was the E7HH. It's an old one that's already been used.
Okay.
All right, so now I've got the 6B99. Let's check that one. All right, the one ending in 6B99 is still available.
Okay.
All right, just got that one. Now the 27H, I'm going to check that one. The 27H, B27H is still available.
Okay. So it's got to be the other one.
yeah, it's the 7, or the one that had two H's at the end. You've already used that one, so it's good to go, and I'm sure that's for the order that's, you know, in the process of coming to you now. And then you still have those other two that are still available.
I have another one, and I thought this was the one that I used. It's B2C.
Let's see here. What are the first four digits?
66BHB looks like. God, I can't read my own license.
Let me look back on the account here. Okay, 59BAC at the end.
Right.
All righty, I see that one. Let me check on that one for you. That one has already been used. That's an old one.
Okay. So I'm on them. Okay, so I don't have any more, right?
Yeah, you still have two available, but that's, you know, that's what you have left. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, which one did I use? I used one.
Yeah, may have already marked it out or disposed of it, because that one with the two H's.
The one with the two H's. No, I had three down here, and you told me that two was still available, and the one that we just did, the B2C, or what it is, is used.
Yeah.
But is that the one? That's got to be the one I used. You have a date on it?
Let me see the one that you did use, the BAC. Let me pull that one back up here. Oh, well, let's see. You're wanting to know, like, when you used it. Let me look
Well, that's okay. If it's showing that it's used, then it's got to be that one.
Yes, ma'am. But you do still have those two available, so that's $200 more dollars, you know, that you can spend there on the site. And like I said, when you do use the gift code, and after you, you know, put in your name and address and all that, and get the shipment information filled in, and it completes the order, then it'll give you an order number, and it's normally a 4-digit number.
For some reason, I have order numbers.
Do you have 6-digit order numbers?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those are the ones for the actual gift code. Once you use the gift code on the website, it gives you a new order number that's the 4-digit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll get to ordering, because I wasn't really aware that it took so long for them to come back. I'm trying to order something for my daughter's birthday.
Oh, okay. Yes, ma'am. Yeah. Hopefully they'll start getting those out a little bit quicker, but with, you know, everything that's going on, it's just kind of slowing stuff down.
I understand completely. All right. Thank you so much for your time and patience. I appreciate you helping me out.
You are welcome. We thank you for contacting Elite 14 VIP. Have a great day.
You too, and be safe.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.